Fighting between Thailand and Cambodia spreads across disputed border. By John Hayward on December 9, 2025. Fighting between Thailand and Cambodia escalated on Tuesday, spreading to more locations along the disputed border between the two countries with mutual accusations of attacking civilian targets. The ceasefire between the two countries, negotiated by President Donald Trump after an escalating series of skirmishes in July, appears to have crumbled on Sunday when each side accused the other of attacking across the border with small arms and short-range weapons. Thailand struck positions in Cambodia with airstrikes on Monday, declaring its intention to eliminate Cambodia's ability to threaten Thai civilians with missiles, drones, and artillery. Thailand announced another day of airstrikes on Tuesday, plus the destruction of a Cambodian casino with heavy fire from Thai tanks. Thailand said the casino was a military target because the Cambodians were using it to store weapons and coordinate attacks. "We can't stop now. We've already given our commitment to the armed forces that they can fully carry out the planned operations. The government is providing support in every way," said Thai Prime Minister Anutin Charnvirakul, ruling out the possibility of more ceasefire negotiations. Thai Foreign Minister Sihasok Buangkhao said there was no reason to speak to the Cambodians, with or without third-party mediators like the United States or Malaysia, until they stop what they're doing and say they're ready to have new talks. Cambodia responded by calling Thailand the aggressor, and claimed its forces did not return fire for 24 hours, to honor the ceasefire agreement negotiated in July. "Cambodia needs peace, but Cambodia is compelled to counterattack to defend our territory," said former Prime Minister Hun Sen, the influential father of current Prime Minister Hun Manet. Thai military officials said on Tuesday their troops near the border are now facing continuous attacks from Cambodian rocket launchers, armed drones, and kamikaze drones. Hun Manet on Monday urged Thailand to halt its attacks and resolve border disputes with negotiations. "If Thailand truly loves peace and values its land as Cambodia does, then the Thai government and military should adhere to the peaceful settlement of border issues using agreed mechanisms and currently being implemented by both sides," he said. "I sincerely hope that the Thai side, which has always proclaimed itself a peace-loving country that respects international law, will continue to use peaceful and lawful means in conducting the survey and demarcation of the land boundary to determine the sovereignty of each country," he added. Fighting expanded to more locations along the border on Tuesday, prompting more civilians to flee the conflict zone in both directions. The Cambodian Defense Ministry said on Tuesday that at least 7 Cambodian civilians have been killed, 20 injured, and over 20,000 displaced by the fighting so far. In addition to these major impacts, further tragedies and damages continue to unfold, as the Thai military has launched various types of long-range munitions into Cambodian civilian settlements located up to 30 kilometers from the border, the defense ministry said. The Royal Thai Navy opened a new front in Trat province along the Gulf of Thailand on Tuesday, reportedly seeking to expel Cambodian forces that crossed the border to establish a base on Thai territory. Despite Thailand's restraint and continued efforts at dialogue, Cambodian forces have not withdrawn from Thai territory. On the contrary, they have reinforced their units with special operations teams, snipers and multiple rocket launchers, and upgraded their positions and tactical facilities in ways that clearly affect Thai sovereignty, Royal Thai Navy spokesman Rear Admiral Pirat Ratanakiapan said. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Tuesday expressed America's concerns about continued fighting and casualties in multiple locations along the Cambodia-Thailand border. "We strongly urge the immediate cessation of hostilities, the protection of civilians," Rubio said, "and for both sides to return to the de-escalatory measures outlined in the October 26 Kuala Lumpur peace accord signed by the prime ministers of Cambodia and Thailand and witnessed by President Trump and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim."